From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. The Salt Lake City Mayor and Salt Lake County Mayor are calling on the governor to mandate face coverings in public. KUER's Ross Terrell reports it comes as COVID-19 cases have spiked in Utah and across the country.
For the past 2 weeks, Utah's Department of Health has announced more than 300 new daily cases, and today officials announced 394. Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson submitted a formal request to Governor Gary Herbert today, asking for approval to require people to wear face coverings in certain public settings. Ann Mendenhall, Salt Lake City's mayor, said on Twitter if Utah required masks, it could, quote, help us turn the tide and save lives. Herbert's office said in the statement that he's considering all options of how to deal with the spike, and he, quote, continues to be a strong champion for regular wearing of a face covering in public. Ross Terrell, KUER News.
Because of overwhelming demand, Salt Lake County has canceled all upcoming free COVID-19 testing events, including testing sites that were supposed to be open this afternoon. The free testing had been intended for communities most impacted by the virus, primarily in western Salt Lake County. The county says it needs time to restock testing supplies and create a more efficient way to test so wait times are shorter. It said free testing will likely resume after July 4th. Testing is still available at 17 sites around the county. A new survey shows that depression is worsening across the nation and our region during the pandemic. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Researchers at Harvard, Rutgers, Northeastern, and Northwestern universities did the survey, and they found that more than 27% of people in the U.S. are exhibiting symptoms of moderate to severe depression. That's more than three times the rate before the pandemic. Roy Perlis is a co-author and a Harvard Medical School professor. He says depression is significantly worsening in all demographics. And beyond that?
Among the depression symptoms we ask about are thoughts of suicide or thoughts of being better off dead. And those rates are up too. Not as high as with depression, but those rates are up too.
Historically, Idaho has some of the nation's highest suicide rates. And according to this survey, it now has the highest rates of reported depression in the Mountain West. More than 28% of people there have symptoms. Other states in our region have much lower rates, though. Perlis says that correlates with how much the pandemic has affected their daily lives. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
In Utah, a quarter of those who participated in the survey reported having symptoms of moderate to severe depression. That's lower than the current national rate during the pandemic, but far higher than before COVID-19. If you or someone you know needs help, contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255. The DMV office in South Salt Lake will reopen tomorrow, about a week after a worker there tested positive for COVID-19. Since then, the building has been deep cleaned, and no other employees tested positive for the disease. DMV customers are encouraged to visit the department's website to see if their services can be done online and to make appointments for those that can't. Brigham Young University announced today it's planning on resuming in-person classes this fall when school starts August 31st. In a series of tweets, the university said students and employees will be required to wear face coverings in classrooms and all university buildings. The semester will be a hybrid model and still involve remote classes. It will be totally online after Thanksgiving. Both Rocky Mountain Power and Dominion Energy will resume normal billing next month, despite the continuing coronavirus pandemic. The utilities said in separate statements they recognize customers are still experiencing difficulties paying bills, but the moratorium on power and gas disconnections wasn't a permanent fix. Rocky Mountain Power has encouraged its customers to take advantage of repayment plans and says people can ask to waive late fees if they do so. As for Dominion Energy, people can set up a plan to have their payments spread out over 12 months. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.